Well, Rhys and Kaelin, it's nice to have you in the studio of Highland to talk about motorbikes and your achievements so far. Kaelin, we'll come to you in just a moment because we're going to talk to the superstar at the minute. And that, of course, is Rhys. 13 years of age, Rhys, and you've already won in a British championship. So at such a very young age, I'm sure it's a good feeling.
Yeah, it's sort of a weird feeling because not many Irish riders have ever won a Super Team race, so then it's nice to be one of like a first rider ever from the Republic of Ireland ever to win a Super Team race. So it's really nice feeling to be like the first one ever to do it.
Did you expect to take victory in the opening race? Was that your target?
Obviously, going at the start of the weekend, I was confident enough because I had been Super Teams the year and I was maybe hoping maybe I could pick up a podium or something. But after qualifying, I was qualified fourth, so I was really confident then going into the first race on Saturday. But then over the weekend, we sort of improved all weekend, and then Sunday morning, I just went out and won the first race.
Well, it was very good because you had three podiums altogether over that opening weekend, a first, a second, and a third, and a sixth place finish as well. So all around, it was a very, very good one for you.
Yeah, it was a good weekend, like especially the first round of the season, because we were able to get a lot of points toward the championship early in the season, so it was sort of leaves us well placed for the championship.
Yeah. For the next race now, you're going to be the man that's going to be marked. You're the target man now, you're the boy that everybody wants to beat. Any pressure on that?
Well, pressure and nerves is sort of something that comes hand in hand with the sport.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just sort of a lot of it is people who can sort of control it the best always end up very good. But it's...
And the adrenaline takes over from the nerves then eventually, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sitting on the line and you don't notice any of it, so then it's, as soon as you get the line, you just sort of focus on what you have to do.
Yeah. And on your background, Rhys, how long have you been on bikes? When did you decide to take to the two wheels? And what has your career, your very, very young career to date, been made up of?
Yeah, well, when I was 4 and 5, I sort of just started riding out and we like pit bikes and stuff, and just started riding around the house and riding in the garden and stuff, because at this point Kaelin was already racing in the local Ergo Championship. So then after that, when I was 6, I got my first race bike and started going. I just started to win a lot, so I ended up just started keeping sort of going and doing more races and stuff, and like, I eventually got better. And then when I got a wee bit older, when I was 10 or 11, I got noticed by Philip McCullough, who was like an ex-Irish and British Championship race winner and championship winner. So sort of nice then, and then through him I sort of got up, and then coming into my last year in motocross, I got sponsored right from Husqvarna, and then just sort of that there sort of, and Kaelin went to Short Circuits then as well. It was sort of people seeing him, and then his sponsors came to watch me, like the boy I'm riding for now, watched me in Bush Mills, and then said that he'd let me ride from this year. So it was just something I wanted to do as well, seeing him doing it.
And obviously you look up to the older brother, don't you?
Yeah.
But he's got a bit of catching up to do now after what took place last weekend, is that right?
Yeah, well, there's always sort of competition between us, but throughout the week again we sort of help each other a lot as well.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have someone there that's been through a lot of it.
Yeah.
And he's read the bikes I've read, so it's nice to have someone to help.
It's a good start by him, isn't it, Kaelin?
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was just like, oh, there was no one happier for him than me, but unfortunately I couldn't watch the race because I was out next.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that was good, and it was good because he really deserves it. Like, you know, no one works harder than him. You know, he definitely does deserve it, and I think it's the start of things to come now for the rest of his year, to be fair.
You're both in the same team, Kaelin, but you don't get much time to mix during a race weekend, do you? Because you're different age categories and different classes.
Yeah, it's strange. It's like, I think people would think, you know, that obviously we travel together and stuff, which is really good. And like, I think like when, like obviously first time I walked into Ron's hatch last year, he was with me. So, you know, I had always had that person to talk to and stuff. But during the day now, like, you know, when you get up, because I'm doing two classes now as well, like I just like see him and pass him in the garages and stuff, you know, and if like I can watch him on a Friday in practice and see what he's doing wrong, or, you know, I can tell him. And like last weekend I seen something he was doing and then I was able to try it, you know, because, you know, I think he's proved now he's won a British Championship race, he knows what he's doing, you know. So that's good. Like, it's surprising because how much I actually learn off him as well. You know, like, he, like, when I'm out, he, like, probably tells me what other people are doing and stuff, you know. So it's good to have him there, you know, and it's strange that it worked that he's my teammate, you know, and I hope it's not the last time I have him as a teammate, you know.
Yeah, well, a lot of support, obviously, between the two years going on over a weekend, but you'd be busy these weekends. He's doing one championship. You've decided to do two championships at Caelan. So how did the opening weekend go for you, seeing the results of those? Was a couple of podiums there for you?
Oh yeah, it was brilliant to come away with. I think it was 5 thirds and 2 fourths, you know, across, you know, some of the most competitive racing that the class had seen in a few years, you know, just to be one of them names, you know, that, you know, to be one of the names mixing it with them boys, you know, was unbelievable. You know, the last race on Saturday evening, I was leading it and crashed out in the last lap. It was just one of them things, you know. I thought I was going to get my first win in England and got a bit excited and had to leave it to my younger brother to win the next day, you know. But no, it was good. I didn't think I was going to get that kind of start, you know, because we were kind of on the back foot because we didn't get any testing and stuff. And I just went in kind of an open mind, and I think all the hard work that I'd done all winter kind of paid off in the end, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good feeling to be that competitive from the off.
Because you do have to put in a lot of hard work when the season's not happening. I know Rice here does boxing training to keep his fitness up. What's your regime made off when you're not sitting on the bike?
Yeah, well, it's same thing, 5 days a week. I don't do anything on the weekends because I'm obviously riding or whatever, but I think like I get up in the morning at 6 o'clock and go to the pool. Then I go to school, and I come back and I go to the gym. Then I come home and try and do my homework, half asleep, you know. So it's the same thing, but it's worth every second of it, you know. It's
and study for a leaving cert thrown on there too.
And study for a leaving cert along the way, but you know, it's worth it. It's, you know, it's what I love to do, you know. And I'm glad that now Rhys is starting to win British Championships and stuff, and hopefully we can keep on going.
Yep. And what did you learn from to go to that opening weekend? Yes, there was podiums there, but there was a mistake in there as well, so yeah, even though there was success, there was a lot of learning in there too, was there, Keel?
Oh, yeah, there's loads of learning. Like, I think I sort of obviously have proved to everyone else that I'm good enough front to front and stuff, and obviously it's my Red Bull rookies experience and that, you know. But I think I always self-doubted myself, you know, and just that last lap I was riding around, and obviously everyone was cheering you on, you know, and stuff. It's got a bit overexcited, you know. It's just I learned a lot from it, you know. I think I realise now that I am one of the boys, you know, who can go and win races and win British Championships, so just long may it continue, sort of.
And you've had a busy number of years, Donegal Sports Star Award winner at the end of the year, and you, as you mentioned, you were also part of the Red Bull competition that went as far as Spain, so it's been certainly a very busy few years for you in your young fledgling career.
Yeah, that Donegal Sports Star Award, that was really special to get that, you know, because I think, you know, it's one thing winning awards, and I won Most Promising Rider awards within my sport, but that was actually an award that Donegal Sports Star Committee, you know, looked at me and voted me on for, you know. And that was, you know, it's a nice feeling that some people, you know, recognise the hard work you're doing and the sacrifices that you're making and stuff, you know. And I was really grateful to them, you know. That's probably it's sitting on my mantelpiece, you know. And I have a lot of trophies and stuff, and I've obviously given them to sponsors and stuff, but I'll definitely always keep that one.
That's one to treasure, and I'm sure there could possibly be a few more the way you young guys are going at the minute. What's the team set up like, Keelan? Obviously Dad's involved there. He's one of three mechanics, so it's busy in the pits all the time, is it? In the paddock?
Yeah, I don't really know how he does it, you know, because there's three of us, you know, or there's two of us, me and Reese, but it's across three classes in the weekend, you know, so he's kind of, obviously we have the teams have their mechanics, and Dad's just trying to take care of me and Reese, you know. Like, you know, he's trying to split himself in two. Like, sometimes he can't maybe watch my free practice because he's talking to Reese, you know, because if Reese wants to make a change, you know, my dad can understand Reese better than anyone else can, because Reese can be a strange boy to understand at times.
Can you understand him at times?
Yeah, nah. You know, but it's good to have my dad there, because he can obviously talk to my mechanics as well about stuff. It's just, you know, I think there's times as well where I've been disappointed, you know, and he's like on Saturday evening, you know, he just reminds me about the positives, you know. It's a good setup, you know. I'm really happy with how it is. I get on really well with the team, you know. It's an English team, but it's, you know, it's ran by a boy from Coleraine, so he understands how hard it is for both me and Reese to come over there.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know anyone. It's, everyone looks at you a bit differently, you know. They don't really want to know about you, yeah. You know. But it's brilliant, you know, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Yeah, it's good having the support there. Reese, what's it like for you? Because it's one thing getting on a bike and riding it as fast as it can go, but you have to know what you're talking about and the technical side of it, then you have to give feedback to your dad and you have to give feedback to the rest of the team as to how the bike is performing. Is that something that you find easy, is it?
Well, coming from my race motocross from a long time, so I already sort of knew roughly what I wanted the bike to feel like, but racing in England, because it is such a high level, like everyone in England's fast, or even in the UK, like, they it just, you have to have the bike absolutely perfect, because if something's not annoying you, is annoying you in one corner, you might change it and it might mess you up for another corner. So just trying to find a balance everywhere can be the hardest part.
So what's now the target race for you this year? Obviously, you're leading the championship. Is it to hold that place now? Is that all of a sudden your new aim?
Well, I'm hoping now for this year that I can keep scoring podiums and a few race ones there, and hopefully I can stay steadily and finish all my races in a good position, so it leaves me in a nice spot for the championship at the end of the year.
Caelan, what about you? What's your next target to sort of build on the performance last weekend and obviously be a championship contender? Because by all accounts, you and your brother and the team know now that you're all too competitive here.
Yeah, I think I've won two championships and I'm third in both them. So I think I think between me and Reese at the minute, people probably are already talking about us doing the triple on the internet and stuff, you know. But we're not going to go sit and say we're going to win every race, because we're not. The thing is, I had five podiums, but, there's 10 people lapping within a second of each other. Yeah. There's people sitting, in England now, talking to people, saying the exact same thing. So I just want to keep, for the first half of the year, just keep steady and win a few races and stuff, I learn from my mistakes. There's no reason why we can't do it, got the great best team, I've got great sponsors behind me, I just want to, hopefully I can repay them with a few wins and stuff.
You have to be level headed in this too, because things can happen in motorsport that's not your doing. So you can have mechanical trouble and other issues, and things have to go wrong, so you have to bear that in mind as well, and when things are going good, you have to make the most of it.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's one of the things, obviously you're going so fast and stuff just coming past you so fast, in a weekend you're so focused, and then you just try and block everything out, and then when you come home you look back, it's like Reese said during the week, he never actually enjoyed his race win because he had another race an hour later. It's just it's only when he comes back on Monday, when he realised what he had done, he'd won a British Super Dean race and he was the third person from Ireland ever to do it. It's definitely brilliant, so it is, and I just can't wait to get going again.
So again, Caelan and Reese, thanks for coming in to the studios of Highland, and we wish you all the best with the coming season. Hopefully the next time we're speaking, you'll have another couple of ones under your belt.
Yeah, thanks very much for having us. Thanks to everyone at Highland Radio for inviting us in and stuff. I just want to take this opportunity to have a massive thanks to my team manager, Trevor Scott, who took me 2 years ago and took me to England and stuff. And just a massive thanks to James Gallagher from Oasis Power. I think if he lost belief in me a few years ago, I wouldn't have been racing, but he's been behind me I know him since I've been 4 years old, and he's stuck behind me, and hopefully I can repay him now in the next few years, because I really need to.
Well, hopefully that'll happen. Caelan and Reese, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Oh, well.